Healthcare is a constant discussion topic in this country. Underneath and behind and often obscured by that discussion is the issue of mental health care, which gets neither the time nor the attention nor the money it needs. Every month we visit with Compass House in Medford, which helps people deal with mental health issues through the clubhouse model used in several countries. This month, Compass Radio focuses on the accomplishments of members. So from Compass House, we have Elizabeth Hazelwood, the executive director, back in the studio. Elizabeth, good to see you once again.
Thank you.
And Bryce Harding is the business coordinator who also does the interviews that you'll be hearing. Bryce, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
So, Elizabeth, for the folks who might not be up to speed with the whole clubhouse model, what kinds of services do people get at Compass House?
Well, first and foremost, it's a community of people that come together to reach individual goals. So those goals look a little different for every member. It might be finding housing, getting a job, going back to work, or just having somewhere to go to have social interaction.
So, Bryce, give us a sense of how you work to help keep people organized.
To keep people organized? Well, on an individual level, we will work with folks on budgeting, but in a larger sense, we are organized around the work generated by the clubhouse. So everything from counting up the till from our cafe to doing our books that we use for, you know.
So let's hear from one of the two people who agreed to be interviewed for this segment this month. For this Compass House member, Jill, a major accomplishment will come from doing something most of us find an annoyance, and that is being able to pay her own bills. For Jill, managing her money means earning a measure of independence and self-respect. Her first step is participating in Compass House's business unit.
Business unit, I learned a lot doing the money, the cash box. The reason why I wanted the business unit, because I want to be my own PE. That means I can pay my bills by myself and I don't need a help doing it.
But for someone who may not know what it means to be your own PE, what does that mean?
Be your own PE, you take care of your bills. You don't have to have your PE send the checks to them or that. You just do it yourself.
Having a rep PE, what that looks like is like your social security check.
Goes to the bank.
Goes to the bank. And are you allowed to touch that money yourself?
No, I'm not.
So you have someone assigned to you who helps you kind of budget your money and...
Yeah.
So in getting involved in the business unit, you were hoping to learn how to budget yourself so you could receive your own checks.
Yes.
If you're not doing it yourself, what does that look like?
It doesn't look like you got any confidence in yourself.
Before you started coming to Compass House and working in the business unit, well, how was your life different beforehand?
Not very good. I was staying home, staring at four walls, playing with my cat.
So you weren't doing a whole lot.
Mm-mm.
Has there been anyone who has encouraged you in pursuing your goal? And if so, what did that look like?
Yeah, I encouraged myself.
Is there anyone else who has kind of...
My husband.
He's kind of pushed you into...
See, I can do it.
Okay.
He knows I can. I know I can, too.
Has there been anyone who has discouraged you?
Yeah. My pay before, my pay I have now.
They have not been wanting you to...
No, she says, I can't do it. I don't know anything about it. I don't know nothing.
She's saying that it'll be difficult for you to manage your money.
Yeah.
And was there a point when you wanted to give up?
There's no point wanting to give up. I just want to do it, and that's what I'm going to do.
And it sounds like Jill's really doing it, Bryce. So tell us a bit about the steps it took to get Jill to this point.
Well, Jill has actually been at the Compass House a lot longer than I have. And so my predecessor would be able to tell you a little bit better. Although Jill is someone who is fairly open about struggling with her literacy and her abilities to manage money, to count money. And she has put in a tremendous amount of work into all of those areas and is very dedicated to becoming a capable person like she wants to be.
Elizabeth Hazelwood, how often do you find situations where people who come to Compass House have been through any one of a number of different kinds of mental health treatment programs before, or perhaps haven't received as much help as they need, and so other things have intruded onto? I mean, it's not just the fact that they have mental health issues they're struggling with, but also things like, in Jill's case, illiteracy and other complicating factors that just make life that much harder.
It completely does. If you hear your entire life, you can't do this, you can't do that, you start to believe it. And it's really hard to realize that you are capable of doing things and to set goals and to try to reach those goals.
What other organizations does Compass House partner up with to provide opportunities for members?
We work with a lot of different agencies, specifically on literacy. We work with Goodwill. They have a GED program, so that is a great opportunity for people to go and kind of – our staff are there to help and encourage, but we don't have the training to do actual GED classes, and that's where Goodwill and other agencies are a really huge asset to the community.
Are there things that Clubhouse members ask for that you have had some difficulty in providing?
Well, unfortunately, as you've said before, mental health is not as well-funded as it should be. So sometimes the services that might be the most effective just aren't available.
So I read the online testimonial of Rodney on the website, who was homeless for a while. And housing is a huge issue in the Rogue Valley, with supply very low and rents very high. And so I wonder who helps Compass House members, if there's any particular program you have access to that might make things a little easier for some of the members.
Well, housing is a huge, huge problem in Jackson County. It actually is such a huge problem that we had to open our own transitional housing to help alleviate some of that. And a lot of community partners helped with that. Asante helped with that. And then also there's community partners such as Columbia Cares, Home at Last. They help a little bit. But the reality is there's just not enough housing in Jackson County for the homeless people.
This is Compass Radio on the Jefferson Exchange. We're talking to the folks at Compass House in Medford. Elizabeth Hazelwood is the executive director, and Bryce Harding is the business coordinator. Now, we were just talking about the story of Rodney, which you can find at the website, which leads us to our next interview. And this is Brandon, and his biggest challenge is familiar, a battle with addiction and substance abuse. And his major accomplishment is one that requires a daily commitment.
My biggest accomplishment so far is being almost 6 years clean and sober.
What was the state of your life before you got sober? What did it look like when you were dealing with addiction?
Well, when I was dealing with addiction, it was really hectic, and I'd go through weird, random mood swings. I'd get in fights, get in trouble with the law, make not smart decisions.
Was there a moment in time that you remember, or maybe an event, when you decided to get sober?
After my last time that I drank, I got into a bicycle accident that I don't actually remember what happened, and I woke up in a hospital, and I realized I needed to stop.
So along the way, has there been anyone who has encouraged you in pursuing your sobriety?
My brother was an Alcoholics Anonymous and had been about 10 or 15 years clean and sober himself.
And so, did you have, like, conversations with him where he was encouraging you or pushing you to do it, or?
Actually, it's mostly self-motivated to be clean and sober, because I really did it for me this time, because last time I did it for other reasons, and I figured out that that doesn't work.
Can I ask what those other reasons were that didn't work?
To try and stop for other people, like try and stop because my family doesn't want me to drink, or try and stop because a friend bothers people. This time I did it for me and realized, you know, that's what I need to do it for.
So what was the realization that you wanted to do it for you like? When you had done it before for other people, it didn't motivate you as much?
It didn't stick. When I think about myself and the person I want to be, it's not the drunk Brandon, it's not the high on marijuana or anything Brandon, it's the sober Brandon who makes good, clear decisions about what's going on, rather than ending up hurt or hurting others.
Were there any particular challenges?
There's been some challenges recently with some of the stuff that I've gone through has made it really hard, but I found a group through Compass House called Dual Diagnosis, and that has really helped me stay on my path.
Can I ask what some of those challenges were?
I went through really low time. I lost my girlfriend at the time. I lost my job. I lost my housing. I actually lost custody of my kid. Everything was gone. And it seemed like the world was going to crumble down on me, and just like a domino effect of bad things.
Yeah, so you went through some pretty major life events, and sounds like you haven't had in your adult life too many of those that you went through sober, or at least not the good ones.
No, I've gone through the majority of my bad experiences high or drunk, or that's how I would process them.
Having been sober, what have been some of the like major benefits?
I don't know. I guess I just feel better. Not having smoked marijuana has made it so I don't have a cloud in my brain where it kind of feels like there's a filter. I'll be able to get housing here soon, hopefully. You know, I got a really good job now, and I wouldn't have been able to do half the stuff if I was drinking and using. To experience the things that I'm going through sober and to be able to stay sober through them gives me a lot of confidence, builds me up, makes me feel better about myself. And I know that I can always take from these bad experiences and make them into good experiences.
And that is Brandon from Compass House here on Compass Radio. Bryce Harding is the person doing the interview there. He's in the studio with me. He's the business coordinator at Compass House. Elizabeth Hazelwood, the executive director. So, Elizabeth, as the good experiences that Brandon was talking about outnumber the bad ones, I mean, do people more or less begin to fly solo? Do they feel like they need to be around Compass House less?
And that's kind of the intent. We want to help our members find their goals and achieve them. And in Brandon's case, he works full time, but he still needs that support. So he gets off work and comes directly to Compass House every day so he can talk through challenges or just have people that support him in his life.
Since it is, I mean, the clubhouse model is generally structured just sort of like that. Like if you want to be there, you're there. And if you don't want to be there, you're not there. I mean, isn't that the basic structure of it?
Yes, absolutely. Everything is voluntary. You get out of it what you put into it.
How much outreach is there, though, if you haven't seen people for a while and you think maybe we probably want to know what's going on with them?
Absolutely. We know our people that are there every day. So if someone that's there 5 days a week, we don't see in a day or two, we're going to give them a call. But we have others that come in kind of more sporadically. We make sure that we reach out to everybody on a monthly basis if we don't see them. We also send them cards. And if people are in the hospital, we go visit. Outreach is incredibly important because when you're becoming isolated, you need to know people care.
So what's the total clubhouse membership? I mean, how many people do you keep tabs on at any given time through Compass House?
We have a total membership right now of 416, and 121 of those came in within the last 30 days, and then about 32 members a day come in on.
32 members a day actually going to show up at Compass House?
Mm-hmm. That's our average for.
Okay. We have a call here from John in Grants Pass. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange with Elizabeth Hazelwood and Bryce Harding from Compass House. John, you there? 3, 2, 1. Okay, what happens often is that people will listen to the radio while they're on hold, and the trouble is that that's 10 seconds behind what we're doing here because of our delay circuitry. So sorry about that, John. If you've gotten back on the line, I'll try to pick up in a minute here. I noticed that Compass House is on the National Registry of Evidence-Based Programs and Practices. What does that mean?
That means that there have been a lot of research put into the effectiveness of the clubhouse model. We have standards that clubhouses around the world all follow. They're considered a Bill of Rights for members and a code of ethics for staff. And that means that we are compliant with those, that people have come out, done a site visit, and found that we meet those and that we really strive to be the best organization we can be. And that research has shown that it's effective.
So I noticed yesterday in looking at it's almost like a constitution of what a clubhouse should look like. So there's really a lot of specifications for what you're supposed to have there.
Absolutely. And that's actually decided by members and staff around the world. Every 2 years, we assess them and decide whether or not they need to be changed.
Let's see if John and Grants Pass is back on the line. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange. You there? Okay, guess not. All right, so we'll move on from John. So, Bryce, in a given day, how many people are you going to see and work with?
So, of the 32 people that come in, I'll usually interact with most of them on one level or another. In a typical day, the people I'll work close with, it varies quite a bit. It could be anywhere between 5 and 10 people I'll work with closely during a day.
I'm curious to know how much enthusiasm you get or reluctance when you. And by the way, great job on the interviews. I really appreciate you doing
that for us.
But how much do people either volunteer for this or run and hide when they think it's time to do these interviews?
The interviews. Some people are very, very enthusiastic. Jill is all in for doing interviews. She gets very excited. Some other folks are a little more private. And we do have people who are new and don't know folks very well quite a bit coming through. And it just takes time to build up a relationship with people. But, it's a mixed bag.
We do use just first names here to make sure that we're protecting people's identities. But I'm assuming there's still a fair amount of stigma with mental illness in America.
Oh, absolutely. That's something we have talked about here before, and our members are very aware of and talk about quite a bit. They deal with serious stigma in their lives a lot.
So, Elizabeth, is Compass House essentially doing what was envisioned when people talked about community-based mental health care 40, 50, 60 years ago in terms of deinstitutionalization? This is the kind of model that people had in mind?
I believe so, and that's actually when it started. It was people that were moved out of a hospital in New York City that really needed a place to go, and it kind of formed from there.
So how is Compass House doing in its scale of work? I mean, if you had more money, could you be doing more things?
The answer to that is always yes.
Now, I understand you just moved into a new facility. Tell us about that.
We have purchased a new building. We are in the process of renovating it. We actually just started that. We are going to be launching a capital campaign so that way we can move from 3,700 square foot to 11,000 square foot.
Wow. Okay. So more people to help down the road for sure. May is Mental Health Awareness Month, I notice. Any plans forming?
Absolutely. We have a speak out event coming up. So we will be putting that together so that way we can talk about mental illness.
Okay. We'll be talking to you more down the road on Compass Radio. Elizabeth Hazelwood is the executive director at Compass House in Medford. Bryce Harding, the business coordinator and the person who does the interviews of the members for us. Thank you both so much again for joining us on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you.
Thank you.